I'm Deanne Penn with UN News. Because impairment is widely seen as a natural part of the aging process, many older people with disabilities are shut out from receiving the support they need, according to a UN human rights expert. Catalina de Vandas Aguilar is encouraging governments to ensure older persons with disabilities have a voice in any policies to make cities more inclusive, particularly as the global population ages. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities discusses these issues in her latest report to the UN General Assembly. She tells Antonio Lafuente why more action is needed to dismantle both ageism and ableism, the names given to discrimination based on age and ability.
Persons with disabilities that are old or older persons with disabilities normally are considered to be incapable of making decisions and to express their will, their preferences. Their positions are not taken into account when it comes to decide where do they want to live, with whom do they want to live, if they want or not a particular person to take care of them, if they want to make financial decisions. In many cases, family members intervene because they don't think it's in their best interest. But what happens if at the end of your life you want to just spend all your money that you have worked for, right? But all these limitations to the autonomy of the person arise and are frequently justified when we become older. You see it very frequently when a person is limited in the possibility of changing his or her will or in getting married at a later time in life, or just, as I was saying, deciding where do I want to live. And unfortunately, that results in many limitations to their rights and sometimes in violations to their rights, like being sent and segregated in an institution and subject to violence and abuse.
What are other challenges that old people with disabilities are facing up?
Well, there are many, of course, challenges, but I think we, of course, want to look at the intersection of these. And one of the challenges is that normally our responses to persons with disabilities and to older people are separated. We tend to think that people can just fit into set categories instead of thinking that persons are integral and, you know, they age, they might or not have a disability or acquire a disability later in life or being born with a disability. We have different genders, sexual orientations, races, beliefs. But the responses are very limited. And what is happening in some cases and some of the challenges that older people with disabilities face is that the responses that are designed for persons with disabilities are not applicable to them due to their age. And the responses that they get as being older people are not necessarily considering the extra costs of living with disability or the support that they need to be living independent, because it's not considered that an older person needs to live independently. We don't support or we don't encourage an older person to do that. So the responses are not adequate. There's another challenge, I believe, that is also important and is very related or linked, and is that because it is considered that acquire impairments in older age is a natural thing, is a normal thing, then we should not invest in supporting persons to, you know, overcome functional limitations, for instance, because it's normal, because it's just part of what your life experience has to be. And then we are not supporting older people in the same way that we might be supporting younger people that acquire a disability. We might not provide the same access to support, to devices, assistive devices. And that is also, you know, we consider that the investment, or the policymakers are not necessarily considered that the investment is worth. And that, of course, has grave implications on how persons with disabilities that are elderly enjoy their rights.
The world's population is aging. How this is affecting our societies and what are the consequences for older persons with disabilities?
Well, indeed, that's a fact. We are getting old all around the world. And that is, I believe, something that every society is very aware of. And what will be the implications will vary. But we need to get prepared to transform our societies to make sure that all these persons can participate. I think that it has had different impacts. And one very positive impact is that we see more and more technologies, we've normalized many of these support mechanisms, which is good, because we have a growing market of people that is using them. And we need to make sure, I think, that no society can afford to have such a large amount of people just outside and living on benefits or completely excluded. You know, we have to have better responses. And with those have a lot of developments, better accessibility, inclusive cities. We're thinking about those. But at the same time, this transitioning is happening and we're not yet there. So we are seeing is that persons that are old and have disabilities are facing extreme violations of rights and also services that might be substandards. We need to think about how we're going to make sure that every single person with a disability and old has exactly the same rights and the same experience of enjoying those rights as anyone else in his or her own country, right? We have to think about this as an unequal basis with others and how to make sure that the lives of those that are older and have a disability will be valued in the same way as those that have not, younger persons or that not have a disability.
What are the main recommendations for governments and states that you have in your report?
I think that one of the first recommendations that I always have is, of course, participation. The direct participation of older people with disabilities is important, is fundamental to combat stigma, to make sure that their views and concerns are incorporated into policy making so that the responses will actually be designed to address those concerns. Sometimes we sit around a table and we design very pretty responses, but those responses are not really linked to what the person needs or wants, right? We need to support participation of this group. We need to bring them and make special efforts and also support their participation, not only in the public decision-making, let's say with the government, but also with other groups. So we need to make sure that disability rights advocates take into consideration the situation of elderly people with disabilities in the same way that we need to make sure that those working to promote the rights of older people take into consideration the disability rights perspective. The second one is to fight against discrimination. Recently, and we've seen an increase of what it's called ageism and ableism, so this rejection and these structural barriers and even the discrimination that is based on age or the discrimination that is based on disability. And we need to combat those. And we need to have strong public campaigns that are addressing those wrong perceptions and the open discrimination that these groups may face. And we have to start by acknowledging that even us, we might have some perceptions that are not right about persons with disabilities or about older people. And we need to transform that. We need to really embrace the experience of humanity and all its different stages and processes. And a third recommendation is to make sure that we work together to design policies that are fully inclusive of everybody. And this takes a real effort that includes, of course, the participation, includes fighting against these forms of discrimination as ageism and ableism. But it also takes us to another level in which we are creating systems of support that are thinking of everybody. And we, so far, are not fully successful on that.